Phoenix Audio presents
The Ship Who Won by Anne McCaffrey and Jody Lynn Nye. The iron-bound door at the end of the narrow passageway creaked open. An ancient man peered out, focusing on Kef, a mature man, not overly tall, whose wavy brown hair was beginning to be shot with gray. Kef dipped his head in greeting. Is your master at home? I have no master. Get ye gone to whence ye came, spat the high wizard Zerelb. I know you have the scroll of Almon, Kef said. I need it to save the people of Harim. Please, give it to me, sir. I will harm you not. Kef caught a gleam in the old man's eye. Spinning on his heel, Kef whipped his sword out of its scabbard. Its lighted point picked out glints in the eyes and off the sword blaze of three ruffians who had stepped behind him. He was trapped. Kef turned into a whirlwind, parrying, thrusting, striking, holding the men at bay. He lunged, and the hot point of his épée struck the middle of the chief thug's chest. The body sank to the ground and vanished. There, Kef shouted. You are not invincible. Surrender or die. In a lightning-fast sequence, first one of the remaining ruffians, then the other sank to the ground, whereupon they too vanished. Putting the épée back into his belt, Kef turned to the wizard. In the name of the people of Harim, I claim the scroll, Kef said. The old man fumbled in the battered leather scrip at his side. From it, he took a roll of parchment.